Right, you guys, welcome to another episode of 15 Minutes Live Podcast. 欢迎大家来到 15 Minutes 通识学语直播室。我们每周一晚上呢，我 Patty 还有 Angel 在这边跟着大家来一起练习英语，来给大家创造这个英语跟中文双语沟通的这个空间。那我们通勤学英语呢直播室是其实从通勤学英语的这个 podcast 延伸出来的齁，因为很多听众呢都在 podcast 单方向的听我们讲很多事情，然后这个地方呢就是我们的这个小小的天地，每周大家在这边一起相会，一起分享聊一些主题，跟一些用一些英文来聊一些不同的主题这样。那今天的系列呢就是我们讲的换句话说系列了，就是 What are the other ways to say this? 好， Patty 今天看到今天的主题，有没有觉得这个就在某种程度上蛮适合我们两个的？对，一定我们两个一定会 fit 其中一个啦。对，一定会 fit 其中一个，这个还蛮常用的哦。那在国外呢，其实说实在的不会，等一下要跟大家分享一下为什么会今天的这个主题会是一个是 fat 然后一个是 smart。 smart 其实我比较推荐常用， fat 我觉得除了讲自己应该对别人都不应该讲。 Yes, that's what I recommend, I would have to say, 除了这个以外。可是呢这个字眼呢其实在我们的范畴里面，在我们使用这个字的这个里面呢是没有英文来的直白的这个有点批评的意味哦，批评人的身形的意味。所以这个我们讲诶你变胖了，对不对？在中文我们讲诶你最近吃的不错变胖了，对不对？人家会啊笑笑啊没有啦，对，就是最近就幸福肥这样等等的。可是这个如果呢你跟这个外国人讲，他们吸收到的这个 message 就不一样了。对，我觉得跟男生跟女生都一样，就是他们吸收到的不一样。所以 fat 呢，其实这个字呢，大家要小心使用啦齁，不建议在对外国人就直接，就算很好的朋友也不能直接讲说 Wow, yeah, after a whole Chinese New Year, you've gotten fat. 这样子就是这个他会觉得是一种人身攻击。虽然你可能只是玩笑话，或者是说你只是想跟他亲近一点，对不对？所以呢 fat 跟 smart 这两个我必须要说是比较常大家在台湾常常称赞别人才会用到的。 OK, so we gotta talk about this. 那 Patty 我们回来讲这个讲人身形的这件事情好了，讲 fat 这件事情，我们中文有什么别的方式讲到不伤人？因为讲有些人就是也很敏感，不能说他胖
哦，你不浪费食物
哦，哇塞，
好委婉啊，
真的很不错，对不对？他很环保，这人超环保的，都没有厨余。
对啊，
对，
你没有破坏自然界的法则，因为人家是那个质量守恒嘛，你吃进去多少就要长多少肉
哦。
对啊，
咚咚咚咚咚咚，
符合科学。
阿嬷最喜欢的，对。Grandmas love grandkids like that, who eat up all the food, right? So that's the kind of grandchildren grandma wants. 阿嬷都喜欢那种小朋友，就是吃很多，然后吃起来。哎，这个不错不错。哎，那我们讲到 Patty, 我们在讲到聪明这件事情。聪明这件事情好像就反正大家很常用嘛，用到烂掉了，对不对？啊，你好聪明哦，这样子。那我们还有什么别的方式，中文可以表示对他的智力称赞呢，或者他的智慧称赞呢？ What are the other ways to say someone is smart in Mandarin?
称赞哦，
对，称赞，因为我们就说，哎，小朋友好聪明哦，小明好聪明哦，
反应很快，
他的反应很快，脑筋很灵活，
脑筋很灵活，嗯。
嗯，
对不对？然后有一些比较 formal 一点的字嘛，对不对？我们讲一个聪明，是不是还有一个比较 formal 的字叫聪颖？
哦，聪颖啊！
对，我有一次看过，然后我就想说，讲聪明就聪明吗？为什么还要就是聪颖这个这样子的讲法？对，
哦，
所以这个中文我就记得很牢，因为这个很奇怪，这个绝对不常用。
哦、因为“隐”这个字有比较灵活的感觉。
哦 ，OK OK， 而且它也比较文雅嘛，对不对？在写字，如果在 writing 里面来说的话，
对，
这感觉它就是 extra smart，、嗯、就是作者也 extra smart， 对不对？词汇很广。
海量词汇、
哦、对海量词汇，所以今天呢就是 That is the purpose why we are here today. We're going to find other ways to say or describe the word fat and to describe or compliment somebody who is smart. Alright, so now coming back to the English side of things. Yes, nobody wants to hear anybody describes anybody fat using the word. So what isthe word you would choose, Angel?
Maybe chubby.
Chubby.
It sounds cuter.
Sounds cuter.
Yeah.
Okay. So give me an example of what animal or who you would consider chubby. Like an example of chubby in your definition.
Capybara.
Capybara. Yes.
Yeah.
You visited the capybara farm recently.
Yes, yes.
水豚君哦 Capybara
水豚 chubby 吧
they are chubby they are quite
chubby.
Chubby if they are fed well、
mm.
I don't know if they are chubby by nature or it's their fur that's a little fluffy
oh
yes they do they are supposed to maintain a lot of fat as far、
yeah.
as I'm as far as I know but I don't know if that is all fur or if that is you know their chubbiness come from their body fatBut yes, capybara, they're chubby.
Capybara.
Yes, Snorlax, 卡比兽对不对？如果我们有玩那个 Pokemon 的，对不对？卡比兽是不是也是 chubby？ 我们也可以，就是那种可爱型的圆滚滚的，就是 chubby。对，好，突然大家都不知道
Google 卡比兽。
Yeah. Snorlax, the English term for 卡比兽 is Snorlax. 为什么我会知道呢？因为最近在 Switch 有那个 Pokemon Unite 可以玩，然后常常被卡比兽打爆。I've been often killed by Snorlaxes in Pokemon、oh. Unite, the game. Yes.
Snorlax.
This is the way I get updated. Like all these free games, you got to try them out. You download the demo, you play them for a little bit, and you tell kids like, oh yeah, do you know that game? That's how you get close to kids because they see you old, you know, as an older person and they don't want to talk to you. Yeah. 所以我跟小朋友亲近就是要尽量比如说 Switch 啊买来其实就是拿来研究的。
先玩、
就是。对就是 download 一些这些 demo, 然后玩一玩然后就可以跟小朋友沟通。对要不然朋友的小孩到家里面然后都没有 conversation, 这样。只是跟我要东西吃就觉得很瞎。对。喜欢跟他们有 conversation 哦，所以 Snorlax is another pocket monster Pokemon that is considered chubby, right? What about smart, Angel? How would you compliment、
smart.
somebody who's intelligent and
intelligent.
smart?、
clever.
Clever. You are
yeah,
so clever.
Yeah.
Yes, that's such a clever way of doing things. Clever.其实 clever 这个可能在国高中的时候最常用，对不对？
对
，clever， yeah. And then I believe, I am under correction, Angel. But I believe after 1990s, during the 2000s, people don't use the word clever anymore. People use the word smart because the year 2000, what happened? Actually, 2007. In the late 2000s, we have the smartphone.
Oh.
Yeah. So people started to use a lot more smart than clever. But when I was in primary and high school, most of the time for us, we used the word clever. So iPhone 14 that's coming soon is not a clever phone. It's a smartphone.
It's a smartphone.
好今天又冷又湿的就我就讲冷笑话。Okay.
So it is kind ofan old term
it's I would say it's an it's dated a little、
oh.
bit dated、
mm, okay
like but you can still use it today except I don't see it used as widely used as before、
okay.
like as much as before You know, people don't say, oh, you're such a clever boy. No. They use the word smart boys.
Smart.
Yeah. Kids are so smart today. Yeah. All right. So, good to see you guys. Liz, Sam, Chen, yes, and Eric, Feifei, Claire, yeah, Zoe, how you guys doing tonight? Yes. So, we're just getting warmed up for today's topic, right? Talking about the different ways to say fat and smart, okay? And we also discussed the Mandarin, the Chinese around it. So let's quickly go to our outline. And for your information, you guys, if you just joined us now, you're welcome to check out the pinned link. The pinned link is the outline with all the example sentences for tonight. So feel free to check that out. And I will do a quick share and read with Angel and Patty. And as usual, at the end of today's session, or closer to the last leg of today's section, we will be inviting you guys to come and share some of your stories around, you know, perhaps your chubby friends or chubby relatives and smart relatives and smart friends that you may have, your personal stories, just to go and try and use these words a little bit more. Okay, so let's start with the word that most people are very sensitive of, including myself, is fat. Okay. So like we mentioned earlier, don't tell your friends or family in their face that and that they're fat, okay? Or never describe other people in front of them that this is a fat man, that is a fat girl, etc. It's never nice to, it sounds very judgmental, it's not nice. It's some for some people, it's almost offensive. Okay, because you are not the judge of someone else's body shape or body figure. Okay, so I use this word mostly on myself. I'm a fat man. Yes, because my BMI is a little high. Yes, that's what my body fat index is telling me. So I'm a fat man, I know. That's what I usually use on myself. So what can we use to describe other people? Here are some of the words that I'm going to share with you guys today. So the first word here is bulky. Bulky. Yes. Angel, have you seen this word before? Bulky.
Yes. Bulky.
Bulky.
Bulky. Normally, yes. We use the word to describe the passenger's bag.
Passenger's luggage is bulky. Yeah,
it's bulky.
Okay. So if you think about this word, bulk, B-U-L-K, means in quantity, in large quantity. So, for example, we would go to Costco and buy in bulk. We would buy a lot of cheese, a lot of bread, and a lot of bagels. We would buy bagels in bulk. Okay? So, the adjective bulky, that means, you know, in large quantity. So, a little big. Yes. In McDonald's terms, it would be called supersize.
Ah, supersize.
Yeah. Okay, luckily I wasn't supersize back in the day, so. Okay, for those of you who don't know what supersize means is, in the West, McDonald's have medium fries, large fries, and a supersize fry that you can buy, that you can order, and it's huge. So it's a lot of fries. So supersized fries is, again, back in the day when we are crazy about McDonald's, we also, you know, mentioned some of our friends or described our friends as supersized, you know, above average big. So bulky here is referring to the quantity, how big this guy is. So as opposed to fat, I would consider this word mostly borderline judgmental, like fat, but mostly about his size, as in he's a big man. Okay, bulky means big. Right. So, Angel, read this example sentence for us, please.
Yes. All right. John is bulky man with balding hair.
Ah, like Vin Diesel. Right? John wants to be Vin Diesel in Fast and Furious. He wants to be Dom. Right? John is a bulky man. Yeah, I want to, you know, I wouldn't mind being Dom if I had the muscles and bald head. So I'm a bulky man, right? I'm a big man with balding hair. So first thing that comes to mind is Vin Diesel and not John Wick.
Exactly.
Right? And not John Wick. That's a different type of man. Yes. Oh. We'll get there one day. Right. So that's bulky, again, in referencing size. Two, heavy. Okay, I think this refers to the weight, right? You are either a heavy guy or a light guy, referring to weight. Okay, example sentence?
He was short and heavy.
He was short and heavy. Okay, so if we only referred and described this gentleman as just a heavy guy, so we would be referring to his weight and nothing else. But the fact that he was described as short and heavy, you know, puts him in that picture, right? That picture of, okay, I can sort of see it. He's short and stubby. Heavy.
Heavy.
Heavy is the next word. So referring to weight. So the first word is more referring to the size. Second word referring to the weight. Okay. Still sort of border, not saying he's fat, right? Directly, but it's sort of borderline. And third word is plump. Angel?
Yes, plump. He's yes. got rather plump since I last saw him.
He's got rather plump since I last saw him. Plump. Here is referring to figure. This is much closer to fat than the previous two words. This is plump. It also means somewhat chubby, like round. Plump. On a certain level, you can call it, in Taiwan, we like to call it 有点水肿, like plump.
Ah, plump.
蓬润的那个感觉.
Yeah.
蓬润的是不是?
Yeah. 丰满,丰润, plump.
蓬蓬的那种感觉, like a little bubble. Yes, a little plump. Yes. Okay. So that's the third word. Fourth, again, referring to weight. So this is more of a scientific term, right? This is what the doctors would use to describe your health condition or your health situation. So the fourth word is overweight.
Overweight.
And weight. So that means you have normal weight, but now you are overweight. Okay, 你的重量过重了, overweight. So this is referring to weight. This is still not fat, right? This has nothing to do with body fat, okay, and has everything to do with the scientific definition of a medical definition of somebody who is above his average weight, okay, overweight, right?
Overweight.
Overweight. Yes. So, Angel?
He used to be very overweight.
He used to be an overweight man, or he used to be overweight in high school. All right. So we used to be, for some people, you know, kids can get really overweight really quickly in their adolescent years, and then they would lose it very quickly as well. So overweight, a lot of kids today, I walk on the street and I see quite a bit of overweight kids. Kids are generally slightly above their average weight. Kids have good food these days, right? Okay,
they eat too much.
They eat too much, or the calories they're intaking is making them overweight.
Mm.
Yeah. So volume is one thing, and also the amount of calories, right? And you know, this is what you know best. You control that very well. Yes. But the next word, this is now almost, although it's a scientific term again, related to a medical condition in medicine, but if this is used in general terms, this could be considered offensive. This is a little like fat, and in many cases worse than fat, or calling somebody fat. Right. The next word is obese. Obese. Right, Angel, take it away.
She was not just overweight. She was clinically obese.
She was clinically obese. So here we are referring, clinically refers to medical conditions that doctors have defined as obese. So here's the thing. If you are overweight, let's say if my average weight to height ratio is 60 kilograms, then when I am 70 kilograms, doctor would say, hey, John, you are overweight. Now, when I am 100 kilograms in weight, then doctors would consider me obese because it's a health condition. I am sick. Okay. So in Chinese, if you guys know the definition, if you go check it out, check the website out at Health Promotion Administration. 如果大家去那个国民健康署去看一下，他们有现在有这种 definition。以前是不是他们在 promote 什么健康五蔬果，对不对？那个年代呢，我就帮他们翻译很多这种 obesity 跟 overweight。然后 overweight 呢，它是在 BMI 里面有一个 index， 所以呢 ，overweight 呢其实不是一个 medical condition， 它不是一个病。可是呢 ，obesity is a disease， is a chronic disease。所以呢，如果你今天肥胖症，你得了肥胖症，医生说 you are obese 这件事情 ，from the doctor's perspective you are sick， you need to see a doctor。如果我的平均的重量应该是在50到60公斤，可是我现在100公斤的时候 ，I am obese， I'm not just overweight。This is from the medical personnel's perspective， okay。But imagine this. In school, we call each other obese. We call other boys or other girls obese. That's not nice. That's very offensive.
Yes.
Okay. So it's like calling somebody that he is sick. Like his body shape is in a state where he or she should be considered sick. Okay. So this is quite offensive. Right. The example sentence there.Let's go over that. She's not just overweight. She was clinically obese. She was determined by doctors that she's obese. 所以这个字呢，大家就要小心用了。这个 obese 呢，除了医生讲出来，大家吃能够接受、吃得下去以外，就不要拿来互用了。But, you know, naughty kids again, you know, us guys tend to have really, really bad mouths. And, in our adolescent years, we would, you know, like call each other names and...things like that and tease each other. So obese. Yeah. Yes, those are not good words. Okay. But still, from the medical professional's perspective, it's a word that they must know. They must clearly define it. They must outline it very clearly for you, the patient. Right. Moving on. The sixth word of today related to fat is...Chubby. Yes, this is the word that Angel loves to use. And when we describe Pokemon, Snorlaxes, you can call them chubby. Yes, example sentence.
Do you think I'm too chubby?
Do you think I'm too chubby? If this question is asked by any girls, Petty, how should we answer?
How should you answer?
Yes. 我们的标准、男性的标准答案都是什么呢? If a girl asks you, Hey, Petty, do you think I am too chubby?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Yes. Right. 所以呢这个时候呢就抵死都不承认对不对 I don't think so. Yeah. No, you're not chubby. No way. That's the wrong word to describe you. Yes. Right. So, no, chubby. Again, it sounds cuter. It sounds less offensive. But again...People can take this the wrong way. So again, chubby, chubby. We can call little kids chubby. All right. But again, you know, when they grow bigger and older, you will see that you can't use the word chubby anymore because they don't belong in the cute category. 就小朋友长大的时候还很大只的时候、欸、就不能用 chubby 了。他们 不属于可爱不能归类于可爱那边就不行了对不对可是、欸、A fat cat. Oh, this is such a cute chubby cat. Yes. 我们就不会说 fat cat 了对不对我们就会说这个领很高的薪水不做事的人叫 fat cat. 对不对
肥猫啊。
对。嗯、我们那个叫 fat cat 啊可是路边的那个加菲猫那种肥猫我们就不会 Oh, this is a chubby cat. 不会说 Oh, that's a fat cat. 有没有发现很奇怪，对不对？其实没有问题的，嗯，我们叫它 fat cat 也可以，可是你看它就是可爱到你不会用 fat cat， 对不对？你就会说 Oh, that's a chubby cat. That's a plump cat. Right?So you see, people, we sort of use words every decade or so. We change the usage of words. 就是每一个世代，每大概十年，你就会发现，欸，大家会比较常用哪一个字。对，就是 chubby 现在还通用，大家就可以尽量用这样子。Okay, and the last one for tonight for a related to fat is roly-poly. Roly-poly. 这个 Angel 有听过吗？Roly-poly，
我没有听过 Roly-poly。
Roly-poly，欸，
这是前几年有一个韩国女子团体有唱的歌。
Yeah， exactly， 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 yes， 哇，这个 Patty 讲到韩团眼睛都亮起来了。
哦 ，Tiara 的歌啊 ，Roly-poly。
对啊。
Seriously， why do you guys know K-pop like that？You guys, I only know Blackpink. I only know Blackpink. I don't know who came before them. Anyways, cool. Okay, so I don't know if that K-pop song is related to, you know, a girl or a person, you know, describing that he is round or chubby. But Roly-poly is not, it's actually quite an old word. It's also a dated word.We don't use this anymore. I suppose, as far as I'm concerned, I've only heard a handful of people who are in my grandpa's age who used it back in the day. 这个算比较老人在讲的字，这个不是80年代、90年代，这是那种六七零年代阿公辈在讲的，他们那个年代在讲的 roly-poly. They never used the word chubby, they used the word roly-poly.Yeah, and then 80s and 90s, our generation would use the word chubby a little bit more. But nonetheless, it's still good to go back to some of these terms. Maybe it'll get fashionable again. You never know. Once we're tired of using the word chubby, we will go roly-poly. Okay, but we should actually go check out the K-pop song. I will dig it up tonight after the session, and I'll check the lyrics and see if it's about a round person. We'll see.Okay, so today we've discussed six words: bulky, heavy, plump, overweight, obese, chubby, roly-poly. Roly-poly, yes. And very important thing is, with you guys in the room chat, we have an extra quiz for you guys just to...Put you on your toes, 让大家就精神抖擞一点。我们有一个 room chat, 等一下 Patty 呢还有 Angel 会帮我们这个会小测验一下。And there's a sample word that's not included in today's outline, 就是不在我们今天的 outline 里面，然后等一下大家猜一下，我们也会分享这个多加一个字，等一下有个 sample sentence, 给大家猜猜看，要在 room chat 里面回答哦。好 ,alright, so while Patty is getting that going, yes,Let's move on to the next segment of today's outline. We're going to talk about other ways to say smart. And we already use a word that we like to use back in the day, clever. Clever. C-L-E-V-E-R. Clever. Right. So clever being the first word of tonight. Clever. Yeah, Petty, take it away with the example sentence, please.
My sister.Has always been the clever one in our family.
My sister has always been the clever one in our family. Yes. So, Patty, who is the clever one in your family?
Me.
I am the clever one. Yes. Okay. I am the clever one. All right. Yes. So, if you want two little kids...Fighting, that's what you ask. 你要两个小朋友在那边互相开始不爽，就是开始吵架，你就说 Who's the clever one? 然后呢，弟弟或妹妹就会说 It's me, it's me. 然后另外一个就说 No, it's me. 然后两个就打起来了，这样子。对，那你就可以走开，默默的走开，然后让爸妈让他的爸妈去收拾。That's what I do. I'm sorry, I'm so bad. All right, so just one thing that I remembered the other time when I wasn't really interested in babysitting my friend's kids. Yeah. All right. So clever. Okay. A lot of times you can ask your kids, who's the clever boy? Okay. I'm the clever boy. Right. Clever. Next word, bright. And this is an informal word in brackets, bright. But I would say this is quite often used. We use this quite often, bright. Okay. Bright, the adjective means it's the light is very bright, bright light, as in the light, it has very strong intensity. And this bright is referring to a bright mind. 这个 bright 哦，是我们是在这个应该是在诠释哦，这个这个人的脑筋，他的智慧呢 ，is he's very bright， 他是像很光明的、很亮的哦，所以他智慧里面有光，就表示他很聪明。Okay, so Patty, example sentence here.
I was convinced that he was Winterland Avenger.
Very good. Try that again. I was convinced that he was brighter than average.
Average.
Yeah, brighter. 因为我们现在是 bright 嘛，所以 bright, brighter, 更亮，对不对？然后 brightest, 超级亮，对，最亮。Bright, brighter, brightest. I was convinced that he was brighter than average. 就比平均值更有智慧，更聪明。Okay, so we can say Einstein, the man who invented E equals MC squared, is a very bright man. 就说他的脑筋的智慧已经几乎是发光了，不是他头顶发光，是他的智慧发光。Okay, so he's not Vin Diesel, right? He's got a lot of hair. All right, so he's a very bright man. 那这个字呢，跟 smart 也通常会并常用，并着一起用。Yeah, okay. So you can use this as often as you can. It's a great compliment. Okay, so you can be a bright man or you can have a bright idea. If you have a bright idea, that means your idea is not only clever, it's very smart, it's intelligent. It's a good idea. It's a bright idea. Okay, yes, so talking about the next word, intelligent. Intelligent is a, well, a very common and the direct word for intelligence, 就是有智商的、哦、intelligent 就是有智商的意思，所以这直接讲到智商哦。Intelligent. So, Patty, take it away.
Surely, an intelligent person like you can deal with this.
Surely, an intelligent person like you can deal with this.对不对？所以我们很确定的就是，像你这么聪明的人，一定可以处理这件事情。So surely an intelligent person like you can deal with this. Intelligent. 所以这讲到你的智商了，哈。So you are an intelligent person. 所以呢，这个在讲，比如说我们在形容一个人的 IQ 啊等等的 ，intelligent intelligence will come up. All right.So smart and clever in general, that doesn't mean that you have high IQ, but whenever you are talking about IQ related issues, intelligent. Yeah. So, Petty, would you consider Elon Musk an intelligent man?
Hmm.
Because of his high IQ?
Because he come from...future.
Because he comes from future. I think so too, yeah. He's a very futuristic man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, well, so in many ways, Elon Musk is an intelligent man because he went to good schools, right? And he is doing great things. And somewhere along the line, I am under correction. 我可能是资料可能要再查一下。不过呢, somewhere along the line,Somebody must have done like some IQ test on him. And they said he was like 120. 他智力有120以上。
Wow.
有听说这样子。然后听说 Bill Gates 也是120。
嗯。
Yeah. So I've heard, right? We don't know exactly the situation, but yeah. So if we're talking about their intellect, as in their IQ, then sure, he's a very intelligent man. All right. Okay, but his business, the fact that he can manage so many businesses, he's a smart man. 哦，有没有？我们可以用这样子去用。如果讲 intelligent， 就好像讲到他的智力，对不对？我们就可以讲他跟他智商有关的。But if he's a smart man， 他就是哦，他真的很有这个整合能力啦，等等的，我们都可以用 smart or clever。All right, good. So the next word, which is very similar to bright, 就是很亮，对不对？ The next word we can also use this for a bright light or brilliant.Light or brilliant star, often used together with star. So a star is brilliant. That means the star is shining very bright in the sky. So brilliant adjective. Petty, take it away.
He was a brilliant
scientist. Yes. So who was a brilliant scientist? Einstein, right? Einstein. Albert Einstein was a brilliant scientist, don't you think? He was considered one of the most brilliant scientists in the world. All right. So, in a brilliant 跟 bright 有点像，然后可是 brilliant 呢好像又发光了那么多一点，不只是亮而已。好， bright 就很亮，可是 brilliant 就是哇，就是闪亮亮的这样子。So,Brilliant and bright, you can use that interchangeably. 所以有些人他很聪明 bright, 然后他是那种超级神人级的那种 genius, almost genius-like person, you can say he's brilliant. Okay. And of course, if you can have bright ideas, you can also have brilliant ideas. Brilliant ideas 也可以哦。好, let's move on to the next word, canny. Canny is...A word that we don't use as often, but it's part of the dictionary, and it's good in writing. A lot of times people, if you don't have a better word for smart or clever, in writing, you're welcome to use this word, canny. Petty, take it away.
He was far too canny to risk giving himself away.
He was far too canny to risk giving himself away. Okay. 他其实是一个非常聪明的人，那他不会简单的就把自己的底牌露出来。Giving yourself away, 就是把自己的那种弱点、缺点或底牌暴露出来。So he was far too canny, 这个人太过聪明了。He was far too canny to risk giving himself away. Canny. Okay. So canny 呢，这个听起来好像 canny, 对不对？这个名字。有没有南方四剑客那个 canny? That's K-E-N-N-Y. And this is canny. C-A-N-N-Y. All right, you guys. So you got to be careful with the pronunciation there. This is also a dated word, but in writing, if you do write else...writing exams, and if you use this word right, yeah, you will impress the markers. All right,、mm-hmm. canny. 所以呢，这个字呢，比较旧一点，不过用得好的话是还不错的同义字。All right, let's move on to word six of today. Brainy.
Sarah is beautiful and brainy.
Oh, Sarah is beautiful and brainy. Brainy.So, Petty, what do you think brainy means? It's also informal.、What is brain?
Brain 就是头脑。
头脑嘛，对不对？所以 brainy 就是哇，就是脑人啊。
用脑的人。
用脑人，嘿，脑筋很发达的人 ，brainy 哦 ，brainy. So this was actually popular when I was a kid. Brainy to call somebody brainy. 对。我不知道大家小时候有没有看过一部那个 Walt Disney 的那个不是 Walt Disney 啊，是 Looney Tunes， 就是那个 Looney Tunes 就是那个白兔的那个，有没有一个鸟，它哔哔那个，他们那个系列的、哦、Looney Tunes Warner Brothers Looney Tunes， 他们有一个老鼠，有两只老鼠，一只瘦瘦的，然后一只头大大的， 然后呢，他那时候有个系列叫 Pinky and the Brain， 就是一只瘦瘦的老鼠跟一个头大大的老鼠。所以他那个老一只老鼠就是每天在动脑，要怎么样从他的那个老鼠笼里面去控制这个世界，所以他就叫 Brain。
哦，
然后呢，另外一只呆呆的，然后就是 follow 这只大脑有大脑的这一只呢，叫 Pinky， 所以 Pinky and the Brain。然后那时候小时候看这个就觉得哇 ，Pinky and the Brain 就是在鼠笼里面就一直在计划着要怎么样，就是控制人脑啊 ，blah blah blah 的。So he was his name was called Brain，
Brain、oh.。
所以当时呢，就这种卡通人物呢，其实他们命名的时候都会用很直白的字，就是他就是用脑的那个嘛。对，他就是用脑的那个。然后另外一个是 Pinky 嘛，就是小拇指的意思，就是。他就是小的嘛，最小的跟班的。对。So you see, some of these names actually have a very deep meaning to them. 如果去查一下这个字啊等等的，像那个 SpongeBob 也是。SpongeBob SquarePants, 海绵宝宝里面的有一些角色呢，他们也是有他们的一个定义的。他那个世界观啊等等的，他是有他名字是故意这样子定的。对，才会 make sense. So you guys can check it out, Pinky and the Brain. 等一下可以 Wikipedia 一下，不知道他们后面还没有继续拍。小时候超爱看的 Pinky and the Brain, two pink rats, right? So if you consider somebody brainy, that means this guy has brains. You've got a lot of brains. You are so brainy. Okay. 可是呢，这个字呢，大概在2000年以后就不好用了。Why? Why?Angel，
电脑，
哎，对嘛，对不对？谁在跟你玩心算呢？对不对？你大脑那么发达干嘛？哦，那另外一个是这样，就是对小朋友来讲，其实 brainy 其实并没有，就是你好像你的脑筋装很多东西，可是对很多年轻朋友，这个不见得是一个很好的称赞。So slowly it faded in usage， 慢慢的大家不爱用了。不好用嘛，那个观感不好，渐渐的观感不好，大家的认知度不够了，就不行了。So brainy, like personally, I don't mind being called brainy, but again, we don't use this word as much as before. All right. So, last one for tonight. Nobody's fool, or somebody is no fool. Okay. And this word I picked, sorry to cut you short there.Pity, this word is very relevant to what's going to happen in the coming week. 我们下这个星期五，是 what date is this Friday? This coming Friday.
这个星期
，Yeah.
这星期五有什么事吗？
那天大家很多事。
这天，
You got it, Pity.
I know.
So what do we call April 1st, this coming Friday? What day is it?
Fool's Day.
Yeah, April Fool's Day.
Oh, April Fool's Day.、Yeah.
April Fool's Day. April Fool's 就是四月份的愚人，就可以开玩笑，那天可以开玩笑的。April Fool's Day, okay? April Fool's Day. So here, our...Next term, 如果你今天很有智慧、很聪明的时候呢 ，you are no fool. 我们用反话嘛，对不对？这个，
对
你脑筋不会卡卡的，就表示你很聪明。好 ，so you are no fool, right? 你不容易被人家愚弄。OK, 你不属于那种这个笨的人。OK, 讲反话，所以就是一种称赞。Okay, so nobody's fool or no fool. Right, Petty, take it away.
Her eyes shone with
a long word, intelligence.
Intelligence.
She was
nobody's fool.
She was nobody's fool. Her eyes shone with intelligence. 她的眼睛散发出这个高智商的能量，对不对 ？She was nobody's fool. 没有人可以愚弄她 ，so she's very smart. If you're nobody's fool, or if you are no fool, You are very smart and clever. All right. So this is what some of the words related to smart refers to. So we got clever, we got bright, we got intelligent, we got brilliant, we got canny, brainy, and nobody's fool. These are all the words you can use to describe or compliment somebody who is smart. OK, 这些就是我们讲一个人很聪明的形容词。我们有 clever, bright, intelligent, brilliant, canny, brainy, and nobody's fool. So, Patty, which one do you think you will keep for yourself? 哪一个你会留下来当做以后可以称赞人的呢？
Bright.
Bright. I would 100% agree with you. I think bright is a great word. You can use it in all occasions, although it's not very formal. But again, when you describe somebody having a bright idea or somebody as a bright person, it's all good. In a work situation, this will apply. 在工作的场合，其实用 bright, oh, that is a bright idea. 非常非常好、mm-hmm. 好用的。Mm-hmm. Right, Angel, and what about you? What would you keep?
Nobody's fool.
Nobody's fool, yeah.
Yeah, I remember this is a song from where, from whom?
From somewhere.
From somewhere,
yes.
As I recall, I remember that is a song.
I believe so. I believe
but
so.
I think nobody fool, it's me, nobody smart.
Yes.
Everybody the same.
Ah, so Patty, you see, here's the thing. Nobody's fool.在这里面对不对应该他那他刚刚 Angel 讲那个歌 I think what that song is talking about is in love, it's very difficult to not be fooled by love. Love is blind. 你在谈感情的时候你是你知道当局者迷的那种。所以他那首歌应该是讲说就是你要怎么样在这个感情里面哦然后又要很 clear minded, it's not easy.You can't be smart when it comes to love. There's nothing smart about love. Yes. Love is blind and love is stupid. Right? You can't be clever. You can't be smart. All right. So nobody's fool. 我记得如果我记得没错 I think if this is the song that we're both referring to, I remember the lyrics is talking about that. That, you know, in love, there's, you know, she or he doesn't want to be anybody's fool.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You can't fool anybody in love. So I remember that. I think that could be what it actually means. Yeah. But again, if somebody is no fool again in love, for example, I'm no fool. I know you have fallen in love with somebody else. 你已经爱上别人了我又不是傻子对不对 I am no fool. I can、
I'm、
see
no
it.
Fool.
Yeah. Don't play me. I am no fool.Or I'm nobody's fool.、Mm-hmm. 对不对你不要愚弄我你不要把我当成那种可以愚弄的人。That's when you use it. So it's actually quite applicable to almost daily life as well. But again, it's sort of dated. And you never know. In songs, they are very popular though.、Mm. And I would agree with you guys. In songs and poetry and things like that.在歌词里面呢这个就还不错可能是 Taylor Swift 他们那种歌手写的他们那种创作歌手都会写类似这样子的、哦、Right, so that was smart. Okay, Nobody's Fool is Angel's favorite and Petty wants bright. What about fat? Petty, which word would you keep?
It's too difficult.
It's too difficult. You just want to avoid this topic altogether. 其实这个主题就是都最好都不要 touch 到都没事，对不对？ You want to avoid this topic altogether. But I would say plump. Plump is almost universal. 就是圆润圆润的 plump. No, you're not fat.
Okay,
you're plump.
Maybe I choose a roly-poly.
Roly-poly, okay.
Yeah,
sounds kind of cute. Again, you can sort of categorize that as sort of cute and chubby, right? Roly-poly, like,、yeah. very good. Plump is also quite often used, I would say. Plump 也不错啦，圆润圆润的。And Angel, what about you?
I will still go for chubby.
Stick to chubby.
Yeah, stick to chubby.
Yeah,
yes.
Stick to chubby. Yeah. So when it comes to the word FAT, fat, right? Mm. From a medical perspective, like if we're talking about calories and eating a healthy diet, I think obese and overweight are two important words that you have to talk about.
Right.
如果跟健康饮食有关哦，其实 overweight 跟 obese 这个两个字一定要掌握的好，或者是比如说我们的医护人员的通勤家族等等的，这个 overweight 跟 obese 一定要掌握的好。对，你不能把 overweight 跟 obese 两个混在一起，然后呢病人就会很错愕，对不对？然后呢从医护人员的口中，就是这些 term 都算医学的专有名词，因为我们平常呢，就算我们学到这个字呢，用在小朋友互用的时候呢，其实是拿来互相诋毁的，在骂的，对不对？就是不好的。所以呢，其实平常的时候，这个只有医生跟我们讲 ，Hey John, you're overweight. Yeah, you gotta watch your weight. You gotta eat something healthy now. You gotta watch what you eat. You're overweight. 然后呢，如果有一天呢？If a doctor one day tells me that I am obese, then I need to take some pills. I need to take some medicine. 我就可能要吃药了，不只是健康饮食，可能都不够了，已经开始要吃药了。Obese. Okay. Right. So, coming back to our first question there, a first quiz. Jackson became a hefty man once he graduated high school.Jackson became a hefty man once he graduated high school. What does hefty mean? A, smart. B, fat. C, smart and fat. 所以我们这边宣明说 B, April 说 B. 那个 Do we have any more answers, you guys? 我们刚刚有人在 room chat 里面有帮我们回答一下吗？哦，我们多数人都 B.Angel, what do you say? What does hefty mean?
I will go for B.
Yeah, you went for B. Why?
Yes.
What does hefty mean?
Hefty means John Cena.
John Cena. John Cena. Yes. Okay, so going back to the word that we shared earlier on, bulky, right? Bulk, as in large quantity. Hefty refers to also large quantity, or another word of large.Right? Another word meaning large. 就是很大一只哦。Hefty, 就是大只的。Okay. 所以这个 Angel 就说像 John Cena, 就是 hefty man. Yes. So, fat as in big. Good. And referring to smart here, Petty has the quiz. Tina's peers always saw her as a boffin. What does boffin mean?Tina's peers always saw her as a boffin. What does boffin mean? Mm-hmm. A, fat. B, smart. Petty?
A.
So Tina's peers, 就 Tina 的同才, always saw her, 就永远看着她就像 a fat person. 所以是 fat. You choose A.Angel?
I think it's B.
You think it's B? What makes you think it's B?
Because we have already chosen another one, half B as an answer.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. 所以呢各位That's not fair. That's not fair. 有人破梗了，这个就开外挂的，对不对？你知道这问一个老师问题，你就想说大家出题的人这个大家在考试多益啊 TOEFL 的时候，只要你能换位思考，你去思考那个出题人的想法的时候，你就会有个顺序嘛。然后刚刚 Angel 就是这样破题了，对不对？就说哎呀，前面 John 已经讲那个，对不对？前面已经是选 fat 了，后面这个一定跟 smart 有关。
不是因为这个 puffing 这个语感感觉起来就是圆圆胖胖
啊。Very good, very good. This wordI deliberately wanted to share with you guys because this is also a dated word. 这个我也是小时候就是英协国、哦、英国、英协国会用的字。这是有一点点词汇的。这个因为这个字有点老。Yes. Right. So Angel, you are correct. It's related to smart, but here I'm going to quickly explain this to you guys. 这个 boffin 哦，它不是 puffing， 它不是 puff， puff 是 p u f f，
对，
它是 puff。我们吃的那个益美泡芙 puff， 我们吃的那个这个什么 grandpapa's， right？ Grand from Japan， grandpapa's puffs， 是不是那个泡芙店啊？在 department store 里面的那个泡芙店，对不对？胡子爷爷的那个 puffs， that's a puff， p u f f， 所以 puffy or puff 真的是蓬的意思。puffy， so if something is puffy， something is rounded and it's puffed up， 所以就蓬蓬的哈、嗯，这没错的。所以这个 Patty 是正确的，可是这个念是 boffin， buff or boffin。所以呢，以前小时候呢 ，we will describe each other as， oh John。You got 100 in math. You are such a buff. 啊，这个 buffin 的意思就是，这个人呢是一个 specialist， 他是一个专家。这是很旧很旧以前的字，就是在学术上面的专家，就是叫 buffin。所以呢，当小朋友在用这个字的时候呢，我们小时候非常流行用这个字 buffin。Yes， 这个字呢，就是这个人呢，他。有丰富的知识的意思，他就很聪明，就从知识量去分析一个人。OK， so a buffin， right？ But again， yes， Angel was correct in guessing that there are only two questions tonight. One has to be about fat, or the other has to be about smart. So there we go. There we go.今天只有两题嘛，然后我们也分享两个主题，所以一个主题对应一个测验，这是正确的思考。所以各位如果下次做测验的时候，换位思考出题人的思想的时候，可能就可以猜题了。对 ，It's one of those test strategies, okay? But yeah, I just gave it away too early. I'm sorry, you guys, but hope you guys had fun, right? 所以这个 boffin 呢 ，it's a dated word. It's no longer being popular anymore, but You never know, you know, it could be, you know, you could start a new fad. Angel, if you use boffin tomorrow, maybe you could catch on with a lot of people and they will still start using, you know, instead of clever. Hashtag. Yeah. Hashtag boffin, right? Boffin in the house, you know? Yes. But boffin, again, is a data word. I want to highlight that. And also, boffin refers to a specialist, somebody with special expertise, an expert. So, intellectually smart. Right, you guys. And that moves us along to the next part of every session, every Monday evening, is we're going to throw invites around and we will ask our 15 Minutes family to come up and tell us a story. About yourself, your relatives, your friends, or your peers, using as many of the words related to fat and smart as possible. All right, 我们就自我练习时间，尽量可以用今天晚上有学到的，你想留下的 fat and smart 的同义字，这样子。好，那我们再来就进行我们的分享时间啦。今天晚上要开口说说英文的故事。好，那我们就来 invite。在我们 invite 之前呢，先跟大家 say hello, good evening, April, Claire, Guan Long, good to see you, CT, Jean, 小贺营养师 good evening to you, Dali and Ya, glad to see you guys again, fantastic stuff. And Lisam is still with us, and Chen is still in the house, great stuff. So let's see if we have any volunteers tonight. 我们有没有人举手来自愿来跟我们聊聊，用一些今天晚上的字？Anybody? Oh, it's a very quiet day tonight. It's a quiet night. 只有听到
Everybody's got cold feet. The weather is too cold.
Yeah, well, physically, yes, cold feet. Right, but I'm going to just quickly throw invites around. I'm going to have Shimming. And let's see if we can get Rhonda. Is Rhonda around?And, oh, I see a hand. Thank you. And CT, Eric. Yes. Hello? Answering a call. Good evening, Rhonda.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, Rhonda. Yes. How are you doing, Rhonda?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Yes. Is everything okay on your side? We haven't seen you for a while. And we have missed you.
Yes, these days there are not a good situation for us because the pandemic.
I'm sorry to hear that.
City,
yeah. Yes. So, yes. Are you staying home and staying safe?
Situation is better now.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great, great, great. Please stay home and stay safe. Yes, and glad to have you with us, Rhonda. And have you decided about your story? What would you like to share using some of the synonyms we shared tonight?
I try to make a sentence with...
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Recently, I got an overview. I plan to plan healthy diet for loss weight.
Okay. So you are going on a healthy diet... To lose weight. Yeah. To lose...
I'm going on...
A diet.
Healthy diet.
A healthy diet, yes. To lose weight. You're going on a diet to lose weight. Good.
I'm going on diet to lose weight.
Yes, very good.
Yeah, because every day stay at home. Got overweight now.
Oh, you got overweight now. Yes. And it's very, again, that overweight idea, Rhonda, you have to understand, it's just above average, right? We have an average weight, okay? And so generally, overweight is not an issue. It's you are still healthy, right? You don't have a big problem, but focusing on a healthy diet is never too late for anybody. We should all focus on a healthy diet. Okay, but yes. Healthy diet is one of the ways to help us lose weight. We want to lose weight.
Yeah, okay. That's a good way. Another way that I need to do more exercise.
Another way is to do more exercise. Yes, you are totally correct. But again, while you are staying at home and working from home, it's not easy to exercise. Yeah, it's not easy to exercise. Yes, I know how it feels, Rhonda. So I feel your pain. Yes, so we also have a period where we mostly worked from home. So my daily exercise was going to the fridge, open the fridge, get something to drink, get something to eat, close the fridge, go back and sit down. That was my daily exercise. So no, that was not enough exercise. All right. That was not real exercise. Yes. Rhonda, yes. What about smart? You used some words related to weight and losing weight and diet. So what about smart? Why don't you make a sentence there too?
Make sentence about the bright.
Bright. Very nice. Yeah. Go ahead.
Let me think. My leader is... He's a bright person. He always find a way to solve the problem.
Wow. Your leader or your supervisor, maybe a better term would be a supervisor.
My supervisor.
Yeah, your supervisor is a bright person because he or she. He always find good solutions to your problems. Fantastic stuff. He's a bright person. And one day, if your supervisor gets promoted and does something great for the company, then he will become a brilliant person. He's a brilliant person because he moved up from being bright. Now you consider him bright. And then if he can do more than that, if he becomes really, really impressive, he will be a brilliant person. Okay, so that's the next level there for you, Rhonda.
Brilliant person, genius.
Yeah, like almost like a genius. Like, I don't know how he came up with all these ideas. He's brilliant. All right, so brilliant person. That's the next level. Good stuff there, Rhonda. Thank you very much. Yes, and why don't you hold on for us, and we will come back a little bit later. Let's move on to Jean. Hello, Jean. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi, Jean. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, good. Great.
Uh-huh. And is it also wet by your side? You're also experiencing a wet evening?
Right.
All right. Are you keeping warm?
Yeah, sure. Definitely.
Okay, good. Right. So you are one of those people who don't have cold feet. Yes, you are keeping your feet warm.
Yes.
Yes. So, Jean, yeah, tell us about your story. Smart and fat.
I was just fat.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. A losing weight activity is held by our health center in our company because 2/3 of the employees are under obese.
Under obese or overweight?
Obese.
Or considered obese?
Or considered obese.
Oh, 2/3 of the employees in the company are considered obese.
That's right.
Wow. That's a lot of people. 2/3.
Yes. So we all feel really shocked when we got the information.
Wow.
Like this.
So how did the company know that its employees are actually obese? Through an medical examination of some sort?
Annual health analysis? I don't know.
Annual health examination.
Annual health examination.
So is it for free for you guys?
Yeah.
Okay, so your free health examination that everybody went through and the company got word that 2/3 of their employees are obese.
That's right.
Wow.
So
wow.
They got the activity like this.
Oh, wow.
To encourage us to lose some weight and get more exercise.
Okay. And how's that going for you, Jean? So far, so good?
It start at maybe April 1st.
Oh,
so
are you sure you're starting April 1st? Because April 1st is April Fool, so nobody's going to really lose weight that day. I'm kidding. You know, like if the company says, hey, we're going to make an announcement on April Fool's, nobody's going to make that announcement. You know, or take that announcement.
Take it seriously.
Exactly. It's April Fool's. All right. So it's coming. So it's a new policy that's coming.
Right.
I see. Are you excited? Are you looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward to it because I'm one of the members that in the 2/3 of the people.
Seriously?
Yes.
Really?
Right.
They put you among the 2/3 of those who are obese.
Then they put me. But my health analysis, my health report shows the, you know, the data like this.
Really?
Right.
Wow, they're so strict, huh? Okay. That just tells me not to go see any doctors, you know? You don't want to see the health report there.
No, they just tell us the truth.
No, because...
So that's why we need to...
Jean, to be honest with you, I know... When if they do use the term in English, obese or obesity, right? That is really, really serious. So I don't know if because of their strict examinations or rules that they actually, you know, categorized you as obese. But to be honest with you, most people are overweight, not obese. You know, if you're really obese, you would need to be on pills. Exercising won't help.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
所以这个过重跟肥胖症哦，这个他们在医护人员跟你沟通的时候，他们会比较小心用这个专有名词，因为它是有一个 definition 的。
Okay.
所以他们通常都会用 overweight as opposed to they will say okay you are one of the people who are overweight, you just need to bring the average down. But if you are obese, most likely you would need to see a specialist and go check your organs and everything. Yeah.那个肥胖症是现在慢性病的一种啦。所以他们 they're very serious about it. Yeah. And of course, if you're on company insurance policies, 如果你有公司的那个保险的话，有些保险公司 they also require companies to go and provide healthy diets and exercising options to their employees to lose weight. Yeah, they also incentivize companies to do so. So that's one, that's something your company may be doing ultimately. Okay, so don't take it too seriously. You know, everybody should eat healthy. Yeah, and exercise. So enjoy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Jean, what about smart? Any smart stories?
Okay. I think my leader is an intelligent person because he can handle the a lot of situation that I couldn't do.
So you consider your supervisor intelligent?
Right.
Because he can do many things that you can't?
Yes.
Okay. So that makes him smart. That makes him intellectually intelligent. Or is he, or is it because he's got skills?
Well, I think he's talented because if, even you have skill, you cannot handle maybe the things comes under pressure.
Oh, okay.
Or something. Sometimes it's very urgent. Mm. Even you're skillful, you cannot handle it. So okay. I think he's really like brilliant. Like he can know what is doing. Firstly, secondly, with sequence and something they need to ask for help. So different situation they would, or different persons they will have different ways to handle. So I think he's quite great.
Okay. Okay. So bright and brilliant can also, you know, can also describe your supervisor there. Most of the time, when we say somebody is intelligent, we are referring to his intellect, right? Like he's got brains. So it sounds like your supervisor has all the experience to handle different situations, more like problem-solving skills. So that may not be directly related to like IQ per se. So, you know, he's a brilliant person or he's a bright person or he's clever, smart. Those are some of the good terms to describe him. You know, okay. Intelligent would be like mathematically, let's say if you guys had to draw a graph and then, you know, come up with a calculation or a formula for work, you know, and he came up with it very quickly. So he's very intelligent.
That's then like, what if he is good at like handling the things that is in urgent? You couldn't say he's intelligent?
Not exactly. That has nothing to do being able to work under pressure. I wouldn't use the word intelligent because it doesn't do him justice. It's not fair. Like he deserves a little bit more than that. Oh, or it's not exactly on point, if you catch my drift. Yeah, it's not exactly on point. But he handles pressure very well.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. He thrives under pressure. That's how I would describe him. Like he becomes more alive when he's under pressure. Some people, they get crushed under pressure. But your supervisor sounds like he thrives under pressure. That would do him more justice. That would be more of a fair comment for him. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. So supervisors, they are a different beast, right? They're on a different level. Yes. Fantastic stuff. Great share, Jean. Thank you very much. Appreciate your stories.
Thank you.
Yes. Any other 15 Minutes family who wants to come up and chat a little to us and share your story? Anybody else? I've actually thrown a few invites around. I'm not sure if anybody is available. Yeah. Nobody. Oh, it's awfully quiet. Everybody's getting cold feet. Yes, Angel.
Hi.
Yeah, are you still there? Petty.
Yeah.
You still there?
Hi.
Yeah. Okay. You know, when Angel mentioned cold feet, you know, I realized I should actually, I'm actually wearing my slippers today. Yes. I should keep my feet
really
warm.
Cold outside.
It's really, really cold outside. Yeah. Yes. And tonight we have been talking about the other ways to say fat and smart. So tonight, in short, let's quickly summarize. Okay. So when we talk about fat, Patty, can we say fat when we say somebody is fat? No, we shouldn't. Nope. No, we shouldn't. But we have many other ways. Yes. And so what is another way to describe somebody is fat or yourself as fat? What is another word? You chose roly-poly.
Yep.
Yeah. So tomorrow, from tomorrow onwards, we will be roly-poly brothers. RP brothers. Roly-poly brothers.
RP brothers. I will not join you guys. Bye.
No. No, you don't deserve it, Angel. You don't deserve to be RP. All right. So, Angel, what about smart? What is another word for smart that you love? You love nobody's fool. You are no fool.
No fool. Yes.
Nobody is going to fool you.
Nobody can fool me.
Nobody can fool you. You are way too sharp, way too smart. And that leaves us with major announcements. Before we leave, let's just double check. Next 15 Minutes Live podcast, we will host another session on the 4th, as usual, next Monday evening. But in Taiwan, it's going to be a public holiday, so I hope you guys are having fun, enjoying the weekend, and enjoy this coming Friday, April Fool's Day. Right. And please don't play a prank on your friends on April Fools. Right. But if you're still young and you have a lot of friends that you can do without, 如果有很多朋友你想要就是删除的话, yeah, you know, put some of them through the April Fools test. Then you will, you know, loosen up a little bit with your Facebook friends. All right. All right. But no, from 15 Minutes, our side, we're not going to play a prank on you. 我们不会去愚人节各位的，对不对？ 所以星期五呢, 如果有看到说, 啊, 就是John老师, 就是突然要关台啦, 然后我们以后 15 Minutes 都不会存在啦, 等等的这种, 就是不会这样做。 We don't need to do that. Yes, we'll see you guys next Monday. Right. And from me, and to my right is Petty.
Yeah.
And to Petty's right is
Angel.
Yeah, and thanks to Rhonda and Jean for joining us tonight. And from all of us up on stage, thank you very much. Have a great evening. We hope you guys enjoyed tonight's topic, and we will check you in the next episode on the 4th of April. You guys have a good week, and we will see you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Goodbye, bye-bye. You guys. Bye-bye.